G'day guys, and welcome to episode 84 of the Hobgoblin Podcast. Last time, we left off with two children being stolen.
That's a common theme on this podcast. Common.
Yeah. Happening far too often.
Much more reoccurring than we would much like to admit.
Mm-hmm.
And Calissa standing in front of an 8-foot-tall, gorilla-armed, giant gorilla, I guess. Which obviously
gorilla
means
armed gorilla.
You're not going to start there.
Gorilla Marilla.
Obviously means we're not going to start there.
No.
What?
Half a world away.
Ah, you tease us.
On a boat leaving the main river of the Mwangi Expanse.
Captain Berry, I thought we were going to stay in the rivers while we're going back to Blood Cove.
Would it occur? I told you not to call me that. Just Berry is fine.
But everyone else calls you Captain Berry.
I haven't done anything to be a captain.
I mean, you killed all of those bad people.
Well, I didn't think you saw that, Whittaker. They deserved it.
Well, I mean, I killed some too, but yeah.
Whittaker!
I mean, you saw me crush that one man's hand in my little mechanical arm here like a melon. It just like popped through my fingers. I didn't mean it to. I've just tightened it a little bit too fast, I guess.
Whittaker, this time away has done some strange things to both of us. I don't know when we'll get out of here, though. We've been on here, on the river for quite some time.
Are you sure this river boat can take on the ocean, Berry?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose we won't know until we get there. It's lasted us this far.
Okay. I'll just make sure everything's alright then.
And as the camera pans out, you see this small riverboat kind of floating down through the mangrove swamps of the Mwangi Expanse and slipping into the estuary system that kind of feeds into the mouth of Blood Cove Bay. You know there's a major city in the north, and yet Berry in this small riverboat seems to eschew that and try and slip to the south. Somewhere in his deep knowledge of the world that he somehow has from buried in the plant-based mind of his, he knows there is some place, a small island to the south, that may offer refuge, or at least a cove in which he can take refuge. And we watch as he sails down this coast. It's quite shallow, and occasionally people kind of like come and talk to him, but Berry stands on the stern the whole time. He's a much better equipped sailor crew kind of taking part in that. Until a storm hits and he's swept out to sea on this small river craft. Using his vines, he pins the rest of his crew to the ship as it kicks and rolls. The waves several times higher than the second floor of this ship roll over, and yet, thanks to his immense and innumerable strength, he holds all his crew steady through this rolling swell. The seawater like engulfs him, and as it chips away at and tears away at his viney flesh, it's replaced with bits of seaweed that kind of cling to him as they go through. After several days of storm, he looks around and the sea itself encompasses him. This small riverboat, designed for the shallow keels of everything that is supposed to be sandbanks, now sits in water, leagues deep. And he looks around at the stillness. No swell, no wind, no waves. A very soaked and salty-skinned Whittaker walks up to him.
Berry, what do we want to do now? I thought we were going south.
That is the plan. Something tells me that's where we should go. I'm sure we'll think of something. Just stay optimistic.
Should we row then?
Well, I don't think we have much of a choice.
And, like, rip up a plank of wood from the boat and stop. Stop paddling.
You fashion some crude oars from the planks and hand them out to the crew themselves. You warp the wood a little bit with your innate talents and hand them out, and the crew trusting you, seeing as you hold them so close during those rolling storms, without hesitation kind of takes the oars of this very shallow-keeled boat and starts rowing south to a place that you feel called. And you paddle into the stillness of the Arcadian Ocean. Meanwhile, there's a giant ape demon.
Oh, yeah.
Standing about above that. Callista.
No.
That's going to full round attack.
No, let's go back to
Bane. We've already had our surprise rounds, but let's roll initiative just to be sure.
So who's actually awake?
Wait, if we never...
Essentially, the only people that are awake are Callista and the demon thing. I'll get everyone else to roll initiative anyway, because on your turn,
Tarok has prostate issues. Is he awake?
Yeah, but you'll get to roll perception on your turn.
Do we have tricks?
Oh, that's bad for me to roll natural 20 now.
It's the first thing in the... What's the middle of the night?
That's when you go to sleep, they go away, don't they?
Yeah, well, like, it'll be all refreshed, I don't think.
I don't think I have one.
I don't think anyone's got anything, no.
You haven't touched me. You shake my hand with a mage hand.
Callista?
No, I shake hand with my real hand.
17, not 17. Bad.
16.
Anyone higher than 17? Anyone higher than 17?
23.
Initiative.
Whopping dex.
Really high.
23 for...
Milindika.
Yep, M.
Tika.
Tika for short. Charmaine has dubbed him Tika.
Tika, yeah.
Tika.
17, 16, and 10.
Tikachu.
17 was Callista.
Callista.
16 was
Tara.
Marcella, you rolled like crap today.
Yeah. You used my government name.
So let's get him out of the way early.
All right. Getting out of the way early. Surprise round was watching the children get taken away.
Oh, no.
Langaru. It's going to full round attack you. Mm-hmm. Power attack.
Flat-footed is 19. Let's go.
Flat-footed is 19. That's good, too. Ooh, that's
crazy.
That's going to be a minus
just
one.
Don't even tell her. Just tell her.
We didn't do four babs. So it'd be minus one at zero, minus two at four, minus three at eight.
Cool. That's still going to hit, definitely.
And the damage will be, is it a primary or a secondary natural attack?
Yes. All primary. Mm.
Cool. If it's primary
plus
but
six.
Multiple. If,
still plus six.
Is it? Minus three, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, minus three plus six. Cool. Yeah. So only if there's a single one, you would times by 1.5.
All right. So, firstly, he lunges out at you and bites you with his gaping maw. Ooh, minimum damage. So that's going to be 15 points of damage.
Wait, so far it's just 15.
Then he claws you with his giant ape claw. Ooh, nat 20.
Oh,
roll to confirm. Natural 16, definitely
that
confirmed.
Hit. Yeah,
it's going to be 2d6 plus.
Is it named?
Oh!
Oh! Is it named?
You're a monster, Brad.
You aren't wrong. yes, it swipes in. It's a broad swipe. So it only does normal damage, thankfully.
If we can find out its name, we can have power over it.
but it does normal damage, which is going to be a total... Another one. God
Ooh,
damn it.
Yes.
15 points of damage. And 1d8 bleed.
Ooh.
On your turn.
Okay.
Third power attack claw. Natural 15. Definitely going to hit. That's better. Let's go with 18 points of damage on that last claw. Brings it down.
Brad, you were meant to curse his dice.
Wow. All right. I like that it's all even numbers. That was easy to calculate.
And it 5 foot steps back.
Asshole.
And it is Milintika's turn.
Cool. Do you want to just call me Tika for short?
Milintika. No, call him Milintika.
You keep butchering Milintika.
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 Tika.
Yeah.
It is Milintika's turn. Perception Tika. Check.
That is going to be 16 plus 11 is 27.
That is enough to hear the children scream the moment before they disappear.
Duh, what?
And you wake up, you get one action.
I assume I am sitting down or lying
down
or something.
Yep.
I will stand up then.
And that's your action.
Can I do a swift action?
Yeah,
I'll do swift. Cool. It doesn't do anything. It's just something for me that I turn on.
So. Okay.
Cool.
What do you turn on?
No,
that's fine.
Okay. I want to know.
So, Callista, this giant thing in front of you has just bitten you and then beaten the absolute shit out of you.
Can I scream out and make noise as I stand up? Is talking a free action?
You hear the windows.
No, don't worry, because Callista's going to scream out.
Oh, yeah, you're screaming.
Go for it. Did you just take my kids? What the f... And I'm going to turn around. I'm going to take a 5-foot step over to him. I'm going to use my key points to activate my lightning. I'm going to attempt a stunning fist as well with my first punch.
You can do it on every punch if you want to.
I know. Well,
you know she knows that.
Trust me, she's played this character long enough.
Long enough to have used it only
unlike
twice.
Unlike the rest of you.
Ah, shit. I rolled a 6. 18 to hit.
No.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'll do another stunning because I do have a lot to spare, technically speaking. Come on. My dice are rolling shit.
Do you want to borrow one of my dice?
Unnatural 20?
No.
All right. Yeah, now I'm not stunning this one. Now I roll fine. God dang it. 25 to hit.
That's going to clip it.
Okay, and it is the first hit this round, so I do get that too. It's not a...
It's the first strike. Whether you hit or miss, it doesn't matter.
It's always the first strike.
Yeah.
No, it's not the first hit. It's the first attack. If you miss with it, you don't get the bonus damage on the other ones.
Okay, I'll check the wording on that. That's fine. 12 punch.
Sheesh.
And 6 lightning. Is that into it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just punch this gorilla in the gut and his giant toothy smile kind of drops a little bit. Tarok, I need a perception check from you. She's yelled, so you're going to get... you're awake.
28.
With your ridiculous perception, you're awake.
Yeah. What the hell is going on here?
I'll stand up. Dust myself off.
And a swift of you.
Tosarius, is that you? I knew you'd come back to haunt me.
Marcelo. Same thing. Perception, please.
19.
Yeah. You wake up as well. One standard.
Lucas! Corbin! Ryan!
The kids are gone next to you.
My children! My slaves, my children!
Can I get out of the tent with my action?
Mm.
Okay, I get out of the tent.
I say you can kind of stand up out of the tent.
Get us out of the tent. How far away is the monkey?
From you, he's probably about 40 feet away.
So quick, I'm going to do a bit of a Brad here. What's the light situation?
Well, there is a campfire in the middle, as you can all see, flickering in front of you, thanks to my terrible crafting skills.
No, it's awesome. Leaves a little candlelight and glued stuff to it. It's great.
But yeah, it's about 40 feet from where you are.
Slightly too far away for me to stare at it.
Also, you only have one action.
Staring's a swift action.
It's it. Oh, okay. top of the round, it's its turn. 5 foot steps back.
Oh.
Looks at you all. Come get them if you want them.
Oh my god, piece of
son of a bitch! Who was that? Where did he go?
Can I do a spellcraft check or something? What did he do? Motherfucker, what did he do? Was it a spellcraft?
Yeah.
Big. 30.
Teleported.
Teleport? Not dimension door?
No, it was teleport.
Fuck.
He teleported!
Greater teleport.
That was a very great teleport.
I know, it looks pretty sweet.
It was better than I can do, I'll tell you that.
What happened? I just heard the screaming and... Where are your kids?
Callista, what happened? Lucas and Corbin.
They're in the tent, weren't they?
Yeah, I've stepped forward where he should be and I'm just punching the midair. Where are you? Bring them back, you piece of shit! Where are they? I turn around and I scream.
She scares the shit out of all of you, especially the two humans in the front. And like, because it looks like she's swelled up suddenly. Like she's much bigger than she was before. Like,
roids.
You know, this is like, Tarok, you know, this is like just a trick of the eye. But to the humans in the party, like, she looks bigger than she was before. And she looks almost as big as the giant ape demon. And she's as terrifying.
Oh, shit.
put it together that the ape said, you know, come and get them. Like, oh, shit. They took the children, didn't they?
They did. Where are they? Tika, you know these places. You know where they've gone. Show me. Where have they gone?
Callista, calm.
Told you I don't know this place. I've been stuck here myself. And I don't know if you know, but it's very hard to track a teleport. I'll go over to where it was. And I look down and go, yeah, he was here. And then...
Slow down, Callista. Okay. Tell us what happened.
Okay. Well, I was watching out. And then these large ape-like things appear. Two of them took the kids. There's this... Oh, and I hold my side, and I like cough a bit of blood, and then, oh, and then this one came out of nowhere. It bit me. It punched me. I got one punch in, and then
one punch,
and now it's gone. And I don't know where they've gone. And they've got the kids. And
what reason would they have for taking a couple of innocent children?
Blood sacrifice, possibly.
It is possible. Sometimes you do sacrifice, but only during special occasions.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Very unlikely, though. Unlikely.
It is a great honor, but no, it is the wrong time of the calendar for that.
I'd go...
Maybe there's something about the children.
I go comfort Callista.
Special.
Not in a creepy way, just in a... We're adoptive parents.
They were very
together.
Spooky things, so maybe they have some agenda. I don't know.
What were those things? What about?
I don't know.
It could speak. You can teleport.
Anyone who
greatly.
Has knowledge arcana can roll that.
Oh! Do you mean planes?
Oh, sorry, planes. Knowledge planes.
Sad.
15?
23?
No.
Can it tell us the general vibe of the type or the thing?
No, unfortunately on Galarian, these are
I just mean the fact that they're demons?
Oh, they're definitely demons, cool. But they're too rare to know what kind of demons.
Yeah, look, they're some kind of demon. Demons can
for you, just for him.
15's enough to know what a demon is, isn't it?
Not that
was
role.
A demon.
Basic demon traits.
Oh, I'm going to give it to Tarok, not to you.
Okay.
You are also from the other side of the world.
But demons are
demons. I
don't know
what the bloody hell that was, but it was certainly... I think it was a demon, at least.
Oh. That is not good. Demons do bad things to children.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not all of them. Some demons are very nice to children. I seem to breathe a little bit. They have tea parties and the likes, and they dress them up. And they just want to have some friends.
What's going on here? What's all this kerfuffle? I thought we were leaving this place.
Oh, not leaving without the kids.
Who cares about the children? Nothing but cannon.
And I shoot him a very dirty look.
That is not a very nice thing to say about children. Children are the home of our community. Without them, we do not grow. That is a stupid thing to say.
Exactly. The children are our future. That's why we should take care of them. Anyway, beside the point.
These are nothing but slave children, though. They weren't important.
Look, Avner, I think my feelings lie somewhere in the middle of you two. So let's not get wrapped up in this, but clearly we're not safe here. Two of our party members, two of our group, have just been captured, and who knows what's happened to them.
Well, what you're saying is no one important, so we can continue out of this godforsaken jungle.
Yeah, have you not noticed we've been going in circles, Avner?
Yes, that was a very Freudian slip.
So, I'm trying to think sanely, because I'm a smart person, and I think, for what it's worth, maybe this is our best chance at finding a way out. Because clearly, these ape-like things know how to move around in this place. If we find them, and, you know, as a side quest, also find the children, maybe we find a way out.
Look, I
and I'm saying this calmly.
Here, but, I just prefer to get out of here. I know you really like those kids that you bought in the last island, but maybe if we can make it to Forest Shore, we can come back and save them later.
What did Chutakotli's name is wrong with you? You do not leave kids behind. Kids are unimportant. We must find them.
Well, you saw those things. They beat the absolute living shit out of this one. I'm not sure that we should be going up against them.
No,
again.
They took me by surprise. I'll be fine the next time I see them.
She's still up. She's fine.
They were fighting dirty. It was, well, the two came, the kids, one jumped hers. Three against one, for all we know. We never got a chance.
And I can tell you, this place is not like normal. It's very different to the rest of the island. It's very strange. No, we walked to the west and ended up in the east. That's very strange, in my opinion. How have we come across the same place? I was double-checking your navigation during the way through, and...
Right, it wasn't rough, right? I thought I had it pretty spot on.
We had it the same. You had your
your magical waypoint as well.
Yeah.
Your save point, you could almost say. And we still ended up in the same place. It was very disconcerting.
Something's afoul.
Ural, do you know what those things were? Have you heard anything about them before?
Oh, no. My study is more of the natural world as opposed to those from other planes, unfortunately. I haven't dipped any points into those skills, unfortunately.
Incredibly helpful to us, aren't you? You should be respecking yourself regularly, my friend.
But regardless, it's our only clue so far. We finally saw something different from the whole day of walking we've done.
Callista's right. This is just... We have no way out of here yet, as we know.
And I was meant to take bleed on my turn. Do I start coughing?
Oh, you can take bleed. So for the first round...
Callista just passes out.
Sorry, which would have been your first
turn.
Yeah,
it would have been then, yeah.
Your punch round, you took 7 points of damage.
Okay.
And then the second round after they left, you would have taken 6 points of damage.
I walk up and just touch her.
And then we've been discussing, so you would have taken it.
Starts bleeding from her eyes.
You just sit there talking about the children while she's bleeding.
10 points of damage.
You make a very compelling point, Callista. Especially the dramatic effect. I don't know how you're doing that, but it's pretty compelling.
She's like breaking down.
10, because while you were discussing, it was 2 rounds. So,
yeah. So I would go over and just touch her up.
So, yeah, in total you took, like, what I said.
Yeah. No, I just saw my little post-it note. It was like 1d8 on turn.
Yeah.
Probably one click to her.
Yeah, like, I think I've forgotten something. Oh yeah, bleed. It just all comes out at once.
You've been talking for about a minute. Let me just roll
10d8.
Yeah, Calista's not looking too good right now, but but she's okay.
Well,
the man healed you.
I'll heal her properly then. I'll give her a 48.
Whoa.
Plus 8. Times 1.5 because I am a
remember,
healing.
Remember, you haven't recouped your spells.
I know. I am a healing fucking god, though. That's also what I am.
That's all we need right now.
Sounds serious.
A god.
Very serious. Could even be critical.
Oh!
Like, yeah, I'm a critical. I'm a critical dude. Oh, so that's 9 plus 12. So 3 is 12 plus 18. No, sorry, 15. Plus 8 is 23.
23.
1.5 times that is 34.
34.
Good ish.
Yes. Nice.
Did anyone else need some healing? Mm-hmm. Damn, that's impressive.
Nice. Anyone else need healing? I'll touch you all.
I mean, I still do, but.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get another D8 then. Another D8, because that's what we're about. 7 plus 8 is 15. So 20. No, 22.
If it's a 1d8, it can't go above your 5.
True, it's 5. So well, isn't it? Yeah, true, because I don't have large. So, yeah, so it's 12. It's 18.
18. Okay, yeah, that's good. Good enough.
Is it good enough?
I haven't been in combat yet with this character, so I'm good.
I'm just going to channel for the sake of it as well, because now.
you're not going to heal emotional damage.
Is anybody else is anyone else not healed? Well, I'll actually prepare that spell if you want. Heal emotional.
Well, the thing is...
Heal emotional trauma.
This happened just after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So, Callista, realistically, and Marcello... Tarok, I know you like the kids. They were there. Your grandfather, Tarok.
Mm-hmm.
Poppy, Tarok.
Mm-hmm.
But how much are you trying to rein these two back at this point in time?
What do you mean, those two?
Well, emotionally, they probably want to go after
them. Well, I'm for. It's like, well, I mean, we might as well strike while the iron's hot, right? We might lose the trail if we don't follow them.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, just let them come in here in the middle of the night and just attack us without anything.
Wait. Stop. We're being hasty. What if this is a trap to draw us away and strike it? Get somebody valuable like Avner.
I am quite valuable.
They said to come and get the kids. I don't know how we find them is the issue.
Start sniffing around where they were. Well, any signs of them? Any signs of a trail or something?
Roll me a survival check to try and track them.
Can I try as well?
Yeah.
19. Look for any signs of them around.
I'll assist you.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah, they teleported away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was concerned about.
Looks like...
They granted teleported away.
Is there any signs of them around? I'm just looking at... So what I can tell from this is that there is absolutely no sign of them.
Sorry, are you just going around the
camp? Going around the camp, going around the area, going around where they were, like where I saw them.
You take a light with you and you kind of start scoping out, like,
Because you were like near the ruins where you found crucified zombie. Mm-hmm. You push into the jungle and you find the footprints just outside where the flickering lights of the campfire are. But you find the handprints, obviously, because they held themselves up on their knuckles as opposed to their atrophied back legs. But you find those knuckle prints kind of embedded in the soil just outside the light range.
Callista, Marcello, there's something here.
Coming.
I run faster over.
But as you kind of follow those knuckle prints back into the jungle, again, they just vanish.
Yep.
Like they teleported into this area.
And as I'm watching these three, practically blind in the dark.
It's got a light.
I know, but you're still, it's not the best.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's like light.
Look, I think maybe if we find... We should find them maybe in the morning. I don't think, even if we're fighting like this, they'll have the advantage. It's the boys are strong. They can hold out, and I'm sure they won't do anything to them.
Callista, in a kidnapping situation, the first 24 hours are vital.
48, but yeah, close enough.
What if they're moving them to a secondary location?
Yes, but
time is of the essence.
But they've disappeared again. Where else could they have gone?
Somewhere in here, probably, but I just don't know where. We keep on getting turned around.
And we can't just leave the others back at wherever we've left
right,
them.
Right, we have a duty to them, first and foremost.
You do?
I mean, yeah, sort of.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we have a duty to everybody, when it comes down to it, you know, but we've said we would look after these people.
We've brought them all the way from Magnemar, you see, it's quite a long way.
Oh, you told me about this Magnemar, that is over the, what is it, continent, you said, yes?
Of the ocean.
Yes, yes.
They're rather indebted to us, unfortunately. They wouldn't be here without us, and neither us them.
Well, we will try and find them in the morning if you think that is best.
Well, I just... If we keep following these prints that disappear, and I think...
It'll be much easier to see tracks in the morning, maybe.
Exactly. And there'll be more of us looking, and not just with this. And I point at the, you know, that light. Actually, you're fucking glowing as
well.
Yeah,
like there is. I could never stealth.
A lot of
light
I am
on
think
fire.
About it. Yeah, and maybe we could surprise them. But I mean, if they know we're coming, I don't know.
I just don't even know where we'd start looking. Come and get us, and then they teleport away. Bloody cowards!
We will have to search for footprints. Maybe see they're sometimes here. We go out in circles. Maybe we find it. As long as we do not get lost again.
Those spellcasters among us are feeling quite exhausted.
Speak for yourself. I'm feeling great.
The boys are strong. They'll be fine.
We wait for the sun to rise, and then we will go find your children. Yes?
Yes. I think that's the safest, especially for those left at camp.
Because we have nowhere to go, is the issue. If we had a destination, that is one thing.
Mm.
But running around in the dark will help nobody.
Yes. We can go back to camp and we'll all sit a bit closer for the night, just in case.
Yeah, careful, do not get too close. Catch you on fire.
Alright, yeah. That's okay. I think some of us here are a bit more resistant to fire.
Alright, so you head back to camp and you bunk down, again, keeping watch for the rest of the evening. Can I get a will save from everybody, please?
No.
Didn't we already do this?
Will okay, here we go. Oh, thank God.
16.
19.
22.
25.
You'll feel fine. Right. The next morning rolls around.
I rolled an 18 and I only got 22.
The fog is still thick around you. You can see the crossroads still like there behind you because you're not staying in the same ruins that had the crucified zombie, obviously. But yeah, where do you want to go from here?
I want to go home.
Apart from the fact that everyone's done their morning ablutions, Mr. Prayer Man, which I assume...
Prayer Men.
That's what I said, Prayer Men. So Tarok, you wake up just before the sun rises, but next to you, for the first time, wakes up the man with the burning hand.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning to you. Are you doing your prayers to the sun?
Yes, yes. I do it every morning.
Very nice. Chultakutli is god of day, sun not so much, but it's still fire, so let us do our prayers.
The dawn is a very reverent time, I've always found.
Yes, of course. What do you do for your prayers?
I do this, and I start dancing.
Liam's making a gesture of masturbation, which is not what Tarok does for his prayers. Yes.
No, he does the sun god dance from whatever.
No, he does a number of stretches and some prayers and like holds himself up to the sun, like a salute to the sun, actually.
Fully naked the whole time, obviously.
No, just bare-chested.
I'll do some, like,
on your prayer.
Yeah.
I'll do, like, some breathing and stretching exercises. But, like, as I do, the fire from my hand kind of, like, rushes through my entire body. So there's, like, little wisps of fire over him. It almost looks like a molten rock. He's the god of volcanoes. Kind of pass through his body and kind of, like, flare up and then die down. And then flare up more and then, like, die down a couple of times as he does it throughout the period. It still looks the same at the end, but it's just, yeah, he kind of... Multinifies a few times.
Tarok just flexes.
Yeah, while this is happening, Marcelo is masturbating.
Don't get to the tent anymore.
Quick one. Exactly. He does what he runs. Meanwhile, Calista this entire time is like much more vigorous in her like
punches. Punches. Punches.
Training in the morning. Well away from the crew, and like as you two are kind of finishing up your salutations to the sun, you just hear this almighty crack, and you turn around and you see she's punched this tree that's now split in half, a solid like foot round tree, and her fist is buried halfway through it, and it's just Marcelo, you finally wake up.
He times his climax.
You had a nap afterwards.
he times his climax into the falling of the
tree. No, you had 2 minutes and then he went back to sleep for an hour. And you wake up to the sound of a crashing tree, and you come out and you just see you just panting over the trees. Calissa's fist buried deep into this burnt, like, dang. Looks like it's been hit by lightning, but her fist is just buried in this tree and she just stands there.
Okay. I'm ready.
To get on her bad side. That is terrifying.
We'll find them, Calista. Don't worry.
As you kind of touch her shoulder, you feel this like jolt run up your arm. Like it's not painful, but you just
static.
Static. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you feel ready.
We'll pack up and we'll talk to the others, and we'll head back down the way we found those first few prints.
So you pack up the camp. Did you guys want to talk? Like, you've done your salutations together. Is there anything you want to say specifically, or?
No, I'm sorry. I'm still preparing some stuff. No.
Did I gain back my points? And
I'm just going to do my things, you know. Yeah. So, I don't know about you, but I do this because I want to, but also because I need to every morning. This is how I commune with Saren Rae, the great cleansing flame, and she fills me with her power for the day so that I might be her avatar and her vessel here on Earth.
Oh. Does that mean you run out at night?
Pardon?
Does that mean you run out at night?
Not so much run out, but I have a... It's got like a battery, right? And it ends about now.
Battery?
Yeah. It's a term. They have them back in Magnemar. It's a way for storing energy. Kind of like this thing here, and I pull out this pearl of power. You know?
Can I look at it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
very shiny, I suppose, and I give it back. Yeah, no, I always have Shudakutli's gift. I look at Danis' hands, and he's like, it doesn't go out unless I go out. I assume. I haven't died yet, actually. It'll be interesting to see if it keeps burning or not. If I do die, check.
Yeah, I'll have a look at it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you won't.
Well, oh, yeah. No, I mean, eventually I will.
I mean, all of us things will pass in time. Through the veil eventually, yeah.
Shutakutli is also god of time. It will happen eventually. But at this stage, it keeps me.
Man, this guy has a lot of domains that he looks over.
He is one
busy.
Of the chief gods.
Sure. This is where Tarok sort of looks a little bit chief gods.
Shutakutli, one of the first gods.
Well, I'm not sure if that's actually true, but sure.
Well, first god of here anyway. I don't know about your gods that much. I know very little. But first god of here.
Mm-hmm. Calista walks over to join the conversation. She goes, Tika, I've been trying to think of other things to keep my mind off of.
So what do they call me?
Tika, that's your name, isn't it?
Milindika.
If
that is what you want to call me, that's fine. But my name is Milindika. If it's too hard for you, Tika is fine.
It's not too hard. I just thought it would be... a more fun, faster way of calling you if there's something wrong. And Milin didn't sound that good, so Tika would have been... Anyways, that's beside the point.
Tika is fine. What is up?
I was just wondering.
What is up, yes?
Yeah, very good.
I was wondering, because you know, I was trying to think of... can you swim? Is that something that you can do?
I have ways of getting over water. I don't like going underwater too much. Very hard to swim through. Why do you think? It's very steamy.
What does it feel like? Does it burn? Does it sting?
It doesn't burn so much. No, it just makes a lot of steam, and it is very hard to see. I tend to go around in circles as well, because one hand swims very well. The other one, you don't actually get much force in the water.
Hmm.
So you just tend to turn in circles and do a lot of kicking.
And it won't hurt?
I don't. No, it gets rained on just fine. This tends to melt the water, not the other way around.
I see.
See, this and never turns off.
So you also can't go up ladders then?
I use
a rope.
I use hands. No, climbing is not my forte. No, you are correct. But I have ways around. Don't worry.
Okay. I was just thinking. Sorry.
How fascinating anomaly it is.
It really is.
On the plus side, if you do get in the bath, you always have steam baths. It's quite fun, and you can also they're a communal space we go and we have clean. You make steam bath, and then you can scrape off the dirt. It's very good for your skin. Sometimes they just get me to stand there and put my hand in buckets.
And like looking around at these three who are covered in like weeks worth of dirt from travel.
I think I could use myself a bath.
I'm probably quite clean, aren't I? Because I burn off most of the dirt by accident. Actually, when I did my morning prayers, all of the dirt would have burnt off me.
Just like you run your hand over your body and just just burns everything.
Well, that's
off.
Why he has no eyebrows or hair, because they all get burnt off.
No moustache or beard either.
Calista's clothes look great, don't get me wrong. But she's not that clean.
Even Marcelo, who's normally impeccable, is covered in a fine layer of just grime.
Well, yeah, he took a level in rogue. That's what happened.
Yeah.
You immediately become a grungy.
Yeah, he has to go for that
edgelord.
Edgelord level, yeah.
Frowns a lot more as well.
It's a camo, I'll have you know.
Let us go and try and find your kids, okay?
Yes, that's... All right,
so from your camp, you've got the crossroads north, south, either east or west.
All right, dropping a guiding star, even though we're not going to need it from here.
How long is your guiding star last for a week, right?
Lasts for, day per level. I'm pretty
sure. So you're still there.
Oh, we put one down here, didn't we?
Yeah, you put one down yesterday.
Yep, we put one down yesterday, so.
So it's still here. Sick. Still in the middle of the campsite, basically in the middle of the crossroads where you left it.
Cool.
And you went west last time.
Yep.
Well, let us not try west then. Let us try another direction.
I agree.
I think I might just see if I can cast this. Well, let's see if we can get some sort of an idea of what's happening around here. I'm going to cast this spell again. I'm going to cast that Lay of the Land spell.
Ooh.
Which gives me a view, a knowledge and familiarity with the area around for several miles.
Yeah, I know the will save.
Ooh. One of these is going to fail one day, but that's a 20.
That's a fail.
Oh no.
What happens?
This psychic feedback comes into your mind and you just see these four eyes staring at you, and you just hear this thrumming of two heartbeats just do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
What are you looking for? Priest of the sun.
What is it?
Turn your eyes back to where it's supposed to be. Not our dark lands.
What do you mean? I was looking upon my lands. Who are you and where am I?
And like the eyes like fade away from you and...
Hey, you! Get back here!
But
you,
I'm not going anywhere.
Oh. Yeah, like you look back and you see seven people around you with Ural and Amela and...
The kids aren't there.
Yep. But you don't get anything.
Take a couple of seconds. We're not in Kansas anymore, kiddies.
You're on the really high knowledge planes.
I only got plus 5 and 21.
All you saw was a brief glimpse of jungles and swamps.
Yeah, but he said, like, what are you doing ocean. In our dark lands? As I tried to scry the land.
But, like, all you saw was
yeah.
a swamp, a jungle, and
oh, but I actually saw
ocean.
A bit of, but I saw a bit of, actually saw the land still. As the spell went
these,
off, but he
yeah, you
jumped
saw
in.
These four eyes,
yep.
and you saw behind him this endless track of jungle, swamp, and ocean.
Yep.
But nothing like anything you've seen on the material plane.
Ooh. This is strange. This is not like where we were yesterday when we set off.
Well, what did you see? What's different?
I saw eyes. I think I saw the four eyes.
The four eyes?
You mean that, whatever that spider queen was telling
us
about?
Yeah, I mean, the thing had four eyes and two voices. Very creepy.
Oh, dear.
Two heartbeats as well. And it asked me what I was doing here, what I was seeking.
Do you think
it was going?
Children, we are seeking children.
Is it working with those gorilla things?
Well, I don't know. It felt powerful, though. Vast and powerful.
Seems like whatever's in here is trying to scare us. And bloody hell, I'm not having any of it.
Well, to be honest with you, Master, look, kind of seems surprised that we were here.
Well,
it asked me what I was doing here.
To be fair, I don't really know what we're doing here either. You're all...
We're walking around in bloody circles, that's what we're doing.
You're all, what the bloody hell are we doing here?
Oh, as I've been telling you for several days, I have no idea.
I thought we were looking for some artifact for you.
No, we're trying to get to Farshore.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Did I mislead you, Mr. Master Marcello? I thought we were all trying to get him far short.
Look, it's been quite trying, okay? I forgot that you were our guide, not our quest giver.
I tell you what, having children around is always trying. Maybe it'll be less so now.
We're not leaving the kids, I told you. Kids are important.
God damn it. Gods damn it. but no, unfortunately, this is a place of the land I have never heard of.
Fair enough.
Look, standing here is not helping us. Let us pick a direction and go.
I don't think it really matters. We might as well go anyway.
Exactly. We'll just go the way we didn't try. And if that doesn't work, then we'll just have to go into the jungle.
We split off. There's four directions. We could each take one of the crossroads. North, south, east, west. Meet back here in an hour.
Not a bad idea.
Seeing what that monkey did to her, not maybe the best idea.
And we've already gone west.
We need to figure out if we can go any other way. You know, everything seems to be leading back here.
Well, when did we start walking? How long did it take before we got back? It was a couple of hours, wasn't it?
Three to four.
Yeah, it wasn't
hours.
that bad.
If we just walk quickly and we hustle a bit, then we will be able to see what happens and see how we go.
Yeah. Let's not waste any time.
Where do you want to go? North?
North.
North.
South? East?
North.
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 Okay. The jungle's thick around the path, just as it was when you walked westward. You push through. Are you taking the other people with you?
Yeah. Would they stay behind? I don't think they would.
No.
They'd
be with
you. Alright,
so Avna, Amela, and Urul are following close behind you.
And Timmy?
Timmy. Yeah, Timmy's there as well.
Timmy is
eight.
Just...
There was eight.
Timmy's just somewhere.
Around.
We don't know where exactly.
He'll appear when needed.
When needed.
Alright, so you head northward. 200 metres into the bush.
Oh. It's not very far.
No, it's not.
We didn't get far.
Find a dookie on the ground.
No, you've not travelled north from the crossroads.
Who didn't bury their shit?
Spice.
That looks quite healthy.
What a goose.
The oppressive fog-thick jungle thins before a low hill. Above, a large spire of black rock looms. While at the hill's base, the image of two gigantic fanged baboons' heads carved into the rock leer at the jungle. Their gaping maw revealed two caves that lead in the darkness. There are two entries.
Do these baboon heads resemble the demonic gorilla men?
No.
No.
Not even a little bit. These are baboon heads. They were gorilla heads. But if someone had knowledge of religion...
Yep.
Can I do a...
I might have a slice.
This is higher than rare.
Razzadlanti one?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Five.
Higher than rare.
I can assist someone, but that's about it.
I did a five.
Nah, 21.
What?
This is a step higher than rare.
Yeah, no, I can only do Resonanti stuff.
Super
I have
rare.
Like
super rare.
Ultra rare.
Yeah.
Legendary.
No.
Legendary. Killtacular.
Yeah, no, the knowledge check on this is redonk.
Well, I'm just gonna
so I can...
Well, more to the point, well, that's something we didn't see yesterday.
Like two giant baboon heads carved into this cliffside, each of them opening into separate caves.
Well, I have not seen this whilst I've been here, and they are monkey-like, so maybe this is the place.
Any signs of the children?
Well, they're different. They're not as round.
Yeah, monkeys are monkey, right?
They're all similar.
That's like saying you and Marcelo look the same.
Well, I mean, if you break it down enough, we almost do. And I sat next to him and pose. See? Haha.
But like, compared to a monkey and a gorilla, and I think we do look about the same.
Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, I'm on fire and you are not, but the same.
I mean, you could be.
Okay, but we're back in Magnemar, you hear something very different, my friend.
Okay, maybe that was a bad comparison. It's like saying I look like Tarok, and we both stand there with our tusks sticking out.
I mean, you do, if someone said, hey, the person with the colored skin, the tusks.
You.
I mean, it's not about our similarities, it's about our differences, right? You know, that's what we're talking about. As much as there are things that are common, and there are things that might be different between these monkeys and the other monkeys. For example, these monkeys have well-defined legs.
It's just a face.
It's a face.
Yeah, but you can tell from the face that they have well-defined legs.
I appreciate your imagination. This is...
Where did you see the legs in that thing? It didn't make any sense.
How did it
hold up that upper body? How does it punch? No legs.
Regardless, maybe these ones are friendly. And if... Just like the gargoyles, maybe they don't like each other, then these monkeys can help us go against the other bigger ones.
Oh, did you run into the gargoyles?
Precisely.
Yes, we did run into the gargoyles. Oh. What about them?
No, nothing. They are okay. You need to smack them around a little bit, but they're not too bad.
They killed our friend.
Oh.
Friend.
Acquaintance.
Well, that is not good, but they are troublemakers.
He did shoot first.
You smack them around a little bit, they tend to behave.
Oh, if you give them a golden scepter, they do that as well.
I don't have a golden scepter.
Oh, we did, and we gave them one.
No. Yeah.
But that's beside the point.
Silver Kingslane.
I think if we were to go in here, we need to firstly pick a good head to enter. And be friendly. Yeah. Unless it turns out that this is ape that
light
took the kids.
And flame shall guide the way. And I hold up my hands, look at the right hand, and go, well, right shall be right, and right is light. Let us go the right one.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I always say that too.
So yeah, there is the two mouths. Mm-hmm. The right and the left.
Go into the mouth.
Left being the furthest away from me, right being... Yeah.
Is it
dark in there?
Yes.
Cool. I'm on fire the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah, but I can also actually make a light spell, but it's actual fire, and that just lasts for until I turn it off. I think so. If anyone needs a torch, I can.
So
literally
I
just...
assume you count as light.
Yeah. Just hold my hand up. And what you were saying, sorry, Marcel?
I was just saying. Put a trick on everyone.
Are you expecting us to go into this cave to save those things?
Oh, of course not. No. You can take a break now.
Where do you expect us to stay?
Wherever you want.
It doesn't have a bad point. I'd much prefer to not go into the caves that might possibly have demons. And if you really need my help, I'm quite willing, but. At the same time, I'm not quite sure I'm cut out for this.
Miller, I think the help that we need right now is for you to keep these three other people safe.
What is the word you said? Babysitting?
Yeah.
You mean me, love? You want her to keep me safe? Ha! I mean, I guess so. Tell you what. He looks at Miller, gives her a wink, and he's like, tell you what, love. Maybe we go for a little roll under the jungle leaves and see how we go, yeah?
He keeps speaking, but I don't know what he's saying.
12-year-old boy.
I think he's going through puberty, you know. I think he needs help digging a hole.
He'll be alive when you all get back.
Don't test him, Amela. There's something not right there. Just do as he says.
There's something about that boy. I wouldn't mess with him.
Respect your elders, little kid. Anyway, we should probably go and find these kids.
So, would you mind then if we just... duck off a little bit to the side.
You could find
a place to hide, maybe.
Don't go too far in case you get lost.
Yes.
All right, we're just going to try and duck around a little bit to the east, see if we can find somewhere we can hide in then.
Wasn't it like 200 meters back to the crossroad?
Yeah.
Just the open crossroad. Go way back at the crossroad then.
Okay. Well, yeah, sure. We can go back there. Do you mind if we just take your tent, Marcelo? Seeing as we might be waiting a while.
Yes, but look, I think... Don't go back to the crossroads. Something weird seems to be happening there. Just look.
We have the star thing, so we could find them easy if we get lost.
Yes, but also last time we went to these random crossroads, there was a bunch of crucified birds lying around everywhere. I just
That was just on the walk.
No, it was
at another crossroad. At a previous crossroad.
It was a crucified zombie, I believe.
No, there was one set of crossroads we camped at, and there was a
bunch of road.
Yes, roads cross.
There was no crossing.
They intersect.
There was no crossing.
And it's a crossroad.
It was a highway. It was a highway that was blocked.
Either way, we have a terrible luck when it comes to these.
I agree. Roads aren't our friends.
I'd say, look, like
remember that road we went down the
cave.
Go anywhere
with you then, or
no,
just off the side to the mouth of the cave.
I think what Marcelo is saying, just stay within eyeshot of the mouth of the cave. So when we come out, you can just pack up and join us.
We'll just hide to the side of the road, I guess, then.
Yes. All right, we'll see you later.
Yeah,
pretty much. So you want me to hide with this lot, too?
Yes.
Up to you, Timmy.
I can come with you if you need a hand.
No, we do know what you're
looking for. Timmy, I think the people who need a hand are these here.
Yeah, but I think my chance of survival is much higher if I stay with you lot, though, so...
Timmy,
will I never? See, I told you. He's a real loudmouth, that one.
I put my hand on Timmy's shoulder. Look, Timmy, it's up to you. You can follow us, but maybe this time don't take, you know what, Timmy, just you're old enough to make your own decisions.
No, we are trying to save kids, not hurt kids. You should not come with.
But if we keep telling them what to do. But I quite like Corbin, though. He's a good kid.
Timmy, I understand.
He's real good with those card tricks I've showed him already.
Timmy, I understand. We need you to look after these idiots back here. Nobody else is capable like you are.
Yeah, but all these lot are adults, mate. You're asking the kid to look after adults.
Yeah. Trust me, like it doesn't. Just being an adult doesn't make you worthy of, or doesn't make you capable of looking after yourself.
You sure you want to put so much trust in me, the one, the little slippery fingers one that everyone keeps talking down to every time?
Timmy, the only person I would trust with this.
You're not as bad as I thought you were, priest.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, I'll keep 2 out of 3 of these ones alive.
You do that now, I'll be very proud of you, boy.
Might just take one out just because he annoys me, but still. I keep 2 out of 3 alive. That's my promise to you.
We come back and Ural's dead for some reason.
Wrong line.
He was on death's door anyway, so you know.
2 out of 3. That's
that's a good number by my guessing, Timmy.
It's better than none, mate. It's better than you getting a horse race. Mm-hmm. Tell you. All right. Oh, well, good luck to you all then.
Tarok, I'd like just visibly relaxes for a second once Timmy's out of sight. Oh, that worked.
See you on the other side, mate. See you on the other side. All right.
Now that that's all sorted out, are we ready?
Wait, let me make sure we're all ready for this, and I'll go and touch Callista and talk, and I guess I could talk to Tig and be like, appropriate.
This could be our last time together, guys. I mean, I've wanted this for a while.
The darkness, finally. So, Melintika, there's something I do with these lot when we're... Basically, I can help people with weird situations, but you have to accept it if you're willing to, and I stick out my hand.
Sorry, that made no sense. Try again.
It doesn't make much sense, but if you're willing, I'm sure in the future if you're
willing to what?
To let me touch you. chuck him a little wink.
Looks at Tarak, looks back at him.
It'll make you.
I have not been intimate. Is that the word? In a while.
It'll make you feel better. Trust me.
But you saw him do the same thing with Tarak and Lister.
You're just shaking my hand, friend. It might help you if things get a little bit.
I mean, if you let him inside of you, then he can help you.
I look down and I kind of like look at your right hand. I assume what you hold out, right?
Yeah.
I look down at my right hand and go, "You may want to rethink which."
No, he's already done this. You've already shaken his right
hand. Yeah, we should.
No, he did it with Mage Hand last time.
No,
he didn't. He did it with.
I've got a magical mishap which conveniently made my right arm immune to hot fire.
He shook your hand before.
I thought you said Mage Hand.
I'm shaking your hand. I love it. I got onto the bandwagon of we've all got an immune.
I thought it was Mage Hand. Cool.
No, he shook it.
In which case, yeah, I'll go. Well, all right then, I'll take the fire hand. Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah.
And, I'm just shaking his hand, looking down at it, looking at him, and it's like, and won't let go, just keep shaking. I'm like, this is really quite cool. I don't get to do this very often.
And the weird thing is, it's a normal human hand. Yeah. Like,
I look at you with my cold...
He's a normal orc hand.
Well, it feels kind of rubbery, and you look into my cold, dead eyes that are gray and slate. I'm like, look, it's normal, these things.
Doesn't he have lumpy skin too now?
No, it's rubbery.
No,
it's
rubbery.
Not lumpy.
Rubbery. It's rubbery. He just looks at the handshake and like it just, you know those handshakes that go on for just too long?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's just like, this is very cool. I don't get to do this very often.
I'm like, yes, it's been a long journey. But hopefully, I'm glad to have you with us.
No, it is good to have people.
Lead the way. Head. You're like a glowing torch.
Before we go in, Callista, you're all right.
Well, I have to be.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Yeah, you do. Are you gonna? You promise to keep your head in there, girl. I know you're attached to these children, but we can't have you losing your head. You know?
I'll be fine.
If your head couldn't come off.
It's a figure of speech from where I come from.
Okay.
And it means
to get very angry or disorganized.
And the truth is, if we were back at the monastery, we probably would have left them.
That is not a nice place, then.
We're not at the monastery anymore.
But children should be strong, as we train them to be.
Children
we'll
need
be
time
fine.
To grow to be strong. Well, let's go and find your kids.
And we're looking for a way out. And maybe these monkeys can help. And we'll find the kids on the way.
Let us go.
Just remember your training, Callista.
I am.
Good. Let us go into Monkey Cave.
And in goes the calf, the burning hand.
And you step into the right-hand side, giant baboon mouth cave.
Let's go.
All right. And Callista, you can see well into the darkness where the cave turns at the top into a dead end. Mm-hmm. But thanks to his glowing torch hand, your friend there accompanying you, you can see that it splits and heads to the west. Around that western way, you can see that there seems to be a small... There's a huge, like, break. There's a duality between it, again, where it splits to the south and north. Where you want to go is up to you.
All right, so if... One thing I did learn for going through a maze, if we just hug the right wall, then eventually we'll find something.
I go and hug the wall... And then just walk along the wall, like, hugging it. Okay, if you say so.
I mean, we don't have to physically touch it. We just have to follow it around.
Oh.
But that way,
like, this molten rock in
his path. It won't hypermelt that, so there'll be a burn mark.
There's not much subtlety in your culture, is there?
That, it depends. Not for me, no. Yeah, which of sun god.
Understand the idioms.
I'll walk down. I just have one finger on the wall, just, like, burning a path into it. Just...
I don't think of that. That probably would make it easier not getting lost. Yeah, so we'll turn that way and then that way.
No.
So you're going
hug
up
the
around.
Right wall.
Well, because I know that's a dead end.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, so you would
but, you know,
yeah, she's saying she's probably,
it's a 30-second detour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
not
we'll,
even. It's like
we'll,
a 2-second detour.
Okay, yeah, we all stand there. Militinka does the...
Wait, I got a bad feeling about that little...
Nope, I did a loop.
Did
I burnt my way around.
Yeah.
And then we keep going.
Yeah, that way.
And even from that split... section that you're at now, you can see that from the south of the southern split, you can see the sunlight streaming in from what you would assume was the other mouth.
Oh,
hey!
Not as big in here.
There's something here.
And it is the entrance, the other monkey face.
I didn't expect them to be connected, but I suppose that makes sense.
All things are connected, Marcelo.
No, they're not. Damn it!
Through the light of Sauron, right? They
can't. No!
Well, I think it's best if we head further in then.
Okay.
Where do you want to go?
Well, there's one main pathway now. So.
Can we squeeze through that? Let's
squeeze into there.
Yeah.
No,
it keeps
stone
coming this way,
turn.
Right?
Yep.
Cool. We'll keep going. Yeah.
Yep. So you
hug the right wall.
You kind of squeeze around, and yeah, it seems like it.
Anything in here?
To the south.
Anything in this cave? What do you look at?
Cave.
Can I get a
rocks.
Perception check from everyone?
Ooh. Ooh, this is good. It's a plus 3 as always. Yeah, 22.
Oh, you beat me.
Yeah.
I rolled a 5.
37.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't give you these glasses. I don't need these.
26 is the best I got. 37.
37.
Oh, good lord.
19.
You can hear that there is a faint dripping sound that can be heard in the distance from the west. But apart from that, all that's in this kind of crevice is the discarded clothing of children.
As in
my
right
kids or?
Kids
or?
Oh,
my oh
no,
God.
That's dark.
Hey, we found the kills. This must have been right in the right place.
Oh. I pick up the clothes and shove them into my bag.
I had to go pick one up and then stop and realize wrong hand.
Can I inspect one of them? I you know, go up next to Callista and then look at the clothes and cast detect magic. Just stare at them, just look over them a bit.
You can see you can see the hat of what was it?
Corbin.
Corbin's hat of disguise.
Oh no!
Is there any blood on them? Any?
No.
No blood.
They're not bloody. They're just discarded.
Do you have a bit of pee mark on them, or
obviously.
Why would they take the children's clothes off?
Oh, we better hurry. Tika mentions offering sacrifices.
Oh, usually at night, though. Maybe sometimes in the middle of the day. It depends which culture.
To the rest of you, it just looks like random scrawling on the wall, though. It just looks like there's some random blood patterns scrawled on the wall. So the one person here who speaks is Adlante.
Ayo.
Uh-oh.
You read on the wall. Next to you. No way out. The jungle is pain and suffering. Maybe it will end soon. And the spirit hawk will take me aloft. Far from this accursed place. I beg him to take me away. Before I am dragged to the altar of the two-faced one. There's only one way out. There's only one way out.
Kind of read that and go, maybe they are used for ritual, but we will find them. Come. I don't elaborate. Can I do a Razadanti Pantheon to know if that's anything to do with Razadanti Pantheon stuff?
Yep.
Nat 20.
Hui!
So that's a 32.
Hui! Oh.
You recall that there was a secret sect at one point that worshipped a now long forgotten demon lord. A two-headed demon lord. That you remember as Demogorgon.
Okay.
But that's all you know.
Right. I'm not going to share / panic people. I'm just going to say, let us definitely go and have a look. If it is, I'm sure they usually wait for high night or high day. What do you say, middle of the day, night? Anyway, we've got plenty of time. Let's keep looking.
I just want to clarify something. It turns out this was the right place.
Yes.
Or maybe baboons and apes aren't that different after all.
Yes, see, correlation.
So maybe
correlation?
Those baboons have really scrawny legs as well. I could have been wrong about that.
Yes, or maybe this is the god, and you know, people respect things that are different and stronger than them.
They are still
like dragons.
Simeon. Haven't you ever watched the Joe Rogan podcast?
I heard that man does some awful things.
Actually, it's been demonetized.
True, there's only one podcast you should be listening
to. There used to be a fantastic bar down at the tavern, and now he's not playing there because that fellow's there.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Are we going to go and find the kids or not?
Yes, we're going.
No. Obviously.
Right,
yes,
so we'll continue.
You can squeeze through that southern passage. Who's going first?
I will. I have the torch. I am the torch.
Imagine Tarok has a light. Mm-hmm. All right, so you squeeze through Milintika. Tarok, you are squeezing through at the same time. So, yep, you're there.
Let's go around.
And now can I get a perception check from Mr. Marcelo?
While I'm squeezing my booty through.
Yeah, boy.
A booty too.
Not much.
But it's
too much
trap sense.
I do have trap sense. Oh, is this for a trap? I get to add things to it if it's for a trap. Oh!
Yes, it is.
Yay.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Am I using my disabled device? I don't even know.
No, it's perception.
Is it perception?
Yeah. Perception, notice it.
Just to notice it?
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll be caught.
Do I get to add to noticing traps with trap sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a +5 to notice it, isn't it? Okay. Cool. So that'll be a 21.
You notice it just before you step in it.
Thanks.
You can cry out, which will give these two a bonus to their reflex save.
Oh my god.
And as you go to step in it, you notice that there is a bunch of boulders tied to the roof. And unfortunately, Milintika steps through the tripwire that triggers it just as you go to step through.
Wait a second! What have you done? Step back! Get out of the way!
Both of you get a reflex save.
I don't get to help, no.
You fools!
I don't think I got this one. I got a 7.
I rolled a 17, so 27.
Nice!
Alright. Mill and Ticker, you have managed to... Oof. Alright.
What?
Unfortunately, it's not just the rocks being held up. This is a full-blown cave-in.
No!
Oh my gosh.
And Melantica, as you dive forward, the ceiling behind you collapses. The ceiling in front of you collapses. Marcelo, Tyrok, the ceiling above you falls in.
Oh.
We'll find out what happens
shit.
Next week.
Oh, what? Oh my god.
Hobbled Goblin podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition rule set in the world of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.